basketball's always been something that just kind of kept me out of trouble. And then I got diagnosed when I was 17, about to turn 18, and it completely changed my life.
Wasn't really able to process it as a child. It's so unfortunate, and it's just, it does make me feel sad.
I went to a very dark place where I basically prepared the rope in the garage.
It was even tougher as a Black woman in the medical industry, right?
Oh, wow.
To get that respect and to be like, oh, is this my doctor?
I don't feel like I have to live how I live. You know, that's the part of working hard and doing stuff is that you don't want them not to go through what you went through. But the hard part is to make sure they still got the work ethic and still, you know, want to strive for things on their own.
2 days later, it was like, hey, you've been denied. You have 2 days to leave the country.
She brought the son later on, and they both became gang members. He painted like nobody. And it was always like, when you're not going to jail, I want you to come and do a mural in my yard, you know? And then he was deported and got killed.
At some point, there's a moment where you just can't no more.
I just want to help as many people as possible.
So because of him, you know, I want to get involved with really much with gangs. So that's how I start the gang intervention program.
Knowledge is power. And I feel like once I get my hands on anything, I can do it.
I cherish the temple that houses my soul. I let my inner light guide my creativity and become a source of inspiration by living my truth.